Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Patience, Those Who Wait.
So come lay down, lift those hands. Time. Lift those hands in worship. Now, Lord, as we come before your presence, we recognize that you are not only a heart fixer, but you are a burden bearer. So here we are, Lord, in your presence, laying down our heavy burdens. Whatever we brought into this building, whatever we brought with us, we refuse to carry it back. Somebody has decided to give you their burden. Send your word, the word that will not return, the word that will do what it has been sent forth to do. And when your word comes forth, somebody will be blessed. This is our prayer. In your name, we pray and give thanks. And the church said, amen. Can we do it one more time, team? So come lay down. Come.
Come lay down.
Oh, come lay down.
Do me a favor. Leave your seat and just encourage somebody. Tell them, lay it down. Lay it. Lay your burden down. Tell somebody, leave your burden. Bless somebody. Oh, come.
Oh, come lay down.
Every
burden you
have.
Hey.
That's right. So. Clap those hands. Give God your best praise. Can you bless God for our worship and arts team? Amen. Thank you, team. Yeah. Listen. There is a word from the Lord as we get right into God's word. To those of you who've joined us, thank you. So many of you that are here. To those of you that are joining us virtually, let me just give you a praise report. After the 8 o'clock service this morning, 4 people gave their lives to the Lord. Now listen, that was online. Another 6 or 7 in the sanctuary, but 4 people online who gave their lives to the Lord. Amen. Somebody know he is a burden bearer and a heavy load. Sarah. In this year of spiritual empowerment, this is the 4th series in this year dealing with the fruit of the Spirit. For Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, and the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. and it names 9 of them. Today we are going to look at patience. The series is entitled The Power of Patience. And I don't think you can do a series on waiting and patience without going to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31, is the iconic passage in the Bible that deals with waiting. And so here we are in this fourth series, the fourth message of the fourth series. And we're going with Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 31. Hear the reading of God's word, the New King James Version. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is, somebody shout, unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But here is the subject. Here is the message. But. Whew. Somebody got it. Someone feel the anointing right now. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And those who love God's word, help me say amen. Amen. Our subject for today's message is lifted directly from the text, as all of the subjects in this series have been. 3 words in verse 31 is our subject. Look at someone standing next to you, around you, in front of you, behind you. Touch or wave. You don't want to touch, wave. You don't want to touch or wave, wink. Okay. But connect with someone and simply say, those who wait. Now look back at somebody and say, those who wait. Now clap those hands as you take your seat. Those who wait. Let me make sure. Do I have time to preach this? Look at somebody. Thank you. Thank you. I will. Look at somebody and say, wait, 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 wait. It is said, and I agree, that good things come to those who wait. Even the world has adopted that, okay? That good things come to those who wait. But as we stated in last week's message, patiently waiting is a difficult and challenging thing to do. Am I right about it? Can we just keep it real? It's easier to say than do. We adopt a lot of slogans in our life, but we find it difficult sometimes to implement things we declare. We say all kinds of things, but there's a big difference in talking the talk and walking the walk. Amen, somebody. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to walk the walk today. But we live in a society, we live during a time in which it seems as if that there aren't many people who want to wait on anything. Am I right about it? In fact, we have, and you've heard me say this before in previous messages as we begin this series, I made this statement, and I am going to repeat it again. We have come to expect people to be impatient. We have come to look for people to be irritable, restless. We have unfortunately come to expect people to be downright rude. Look at your neighbor and say, we're living in those times. Those times that the Lord talked about that would come. People are impatient, restless, irritable, and downright rude. The truth is, we are often surprised. Sometimes we are often shocked. Remember, I said this as we began this series. When we hear someone say, I don't mind waiting, it catches us by, because we don't expect it anymore. We expect people to cut you off on the highway, throw the finger at you, curse at you, and in this cowboy mentality, they will roll down their window and point their gun at you. These are the times in which we are living in, where people are just downright rude, restless, always in a hurry for what I don't know, rushing for what I don't know. But they always seem to have somewhere to go, but never get there, okay? This is the society that we are living in. Now, that's all right if that is the commentary of the world. But you know what is really sad, my brothers and sisters, is that this lack of patience, this rudeness seems to be just as prevalent among those of us who claim to be people of faith as it is among those who are not. Can I just keep it real? People will shout all over you on Sunday. And I used to say on Monday, but on the way out of church, they will roll their eyes at you. And don't get them wrong. This is just how people are. Even getting out of the parking lot, They're not patient with the parking lot attendants. I pray for you, brothers. Can you give God a hand for our brothers in the parking lot who just do their best to try to help us? But saints of God, Mother Jackson, are rude. They've gotten so mean, so impatient, don't want to work, don't want to wait, don't want to do nothing, but just do their own thing. Somebody say, but God. We say, y'all told me I can preach this, right? We say that we trust God. We say that we walk by faith. But we are not willing to wait on God's promises or on God's timing. So help me preach this and tell somebody you're just talking the talk. There are a whole lot of folk that just yap, 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 talk the talk. But they really don't walk the walk. Say, I'm a child of God. I trust God. But yet you hurry God. Yet you are impatient, not only with us, but even with God. Listen to this. When we refuse to wait on the Lord, I don't want you to miss this. We are in essence saying to God, I really do not trust the plans you have for my life. Aren't we doing that? When we push God, when we're not willing to just stand still and let God work it out. Ooh, we're saying, I don't trust your plans. Even worse, I don't even believe that there are plans for my life. Because if you actually believe, if you trust God, then you'll wait on God no matter how long it takes. For he is an on-time God. Somebody said, yes, he is. So if you say, I trust you, if you say, I'm a child of God, then we've got to learn how to be still and watch God work things out. We have to learn how to hold our peace and let God fight our battles. We've got to learn how to be patient and watch God work the work that he has promised on our behalf. Somebody say, well, Pastor, what am I to do? Praise him while you wait. Serve him while you wait. Now, this is something I know some of you may not want to hear. Help somebody else while you wait on God to help you. May I say that again? Help someone else while you're waiting on God to help you. That is what we do when we wait. But when we are willing to wait on the Lord, when we're willing to trust his process, I've got news for you. You will be blessed in ways that you cannot even imagine. The Bible says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts or the imagination of others the things that God has in store for you. The prophet said, wrote, God said, I will open the windows of heaven, pour you down blessings that you will not have room enough to receive it. Now, if you know that these are more than just words, if you know that this is a promise of God that God will do on your behalf, somebody ought to clap those hands and give God a praise. Oh, someone just don't say it if you don't mean it. But I just need a handful of folk to say, I don't mind waiting. Whew. I don't know when, I don't know where, but Lord, I am waiting on you. Something about those who wait. Let us look to the text, in this incredible text that's found in the book of Isaiah. Let us examine what is perhaps one of the greatest biblical references concerning the power of patience. In this text, God uses the prophet Isaiah to do something unique, unlike anything he's done in any of the other 65 books, other books of the Bible. This is a long book. It's 66 chapters, but 39 of the first 66 chapters of the book of Isaiah, God talks about the punishment of Jerusalem, punishment of his people for their disobedience. God ends chapter 39 by talking about an invasion by the Babylonians that will come and decimate Jerusalem. Your enemies will destroy Jerusalem. In fact, I wish I had time to preach this, but God says their original enemies were the Assyrians. And God says, I'm going to use the Babylonians to defeat the Assyrians. Then I'm going to use the Babylonians to defeat you. So the enemies that defeated your enemies will become your enemies. I will punish you. I will tear down your temples, tear down the walls because of your Why? Because you couldn't stand to be blessed. May I preach this? The only reason God ever punishes in the Bible is because of rebellion and disobedience. That's it. God doesn't punish people who make a mistake and say, I'm sorry. But God punishes people that are rebellious and continuously disobedient. And God says, I will send an enemy. And so he transitions Isaiah. The first 39 books of the Isaiah, it says, war with me, here is what's going to happen. And then he makes a hard shift in chapter 40. And he says that it's not enough just to tell you what's bad going to happen. But I want to leave you with some good news. Because the same God that allowed your enemies to just reap havoc on you is the God that would turn your situation around. So much so, I told the church this morning that biblical critics suggest that it could not have been written by the same person because it deals with a different set of time and circumstances. And we find him writing in that last half of the book of Isaiah, God's getting ready to do something new. In fact, chapter 43 and verse 19, behold, I will do a new thing. Wait a minute, God, you just told us that you're going to tear down the temple and the wall and punish us. But God said, I am not going to leave you without hope. And so God, only God can speak stuff that's going to happen to you and at the same time turn around and tell you how you're going to be delivered, who's going to deliver you, and what God is going to do. Is there anybody can trust God's word? The people of Jerusalem and Judah became so discouraged after the first 39 chapters that God sends a word of encouragement. And he begins this in chapter 40. Look at verse 26. They are told to lift up their eyes and notice the greatness of God and what he has already done. I need you to hear this. As you mourn in your depression, you need to take note of what God has already done. Who am I preaching to? As you have your pity party over all the bad things that God says has happened or will happen, somebody needs to take note of what God has already done. I'm going to try that one more time. Somebody ought to lift up your head and take note of how great God is. Well, Pastor, I'm not sure about that. Well, let me help you out. I thought you may have a hard time trying to identify the greatness and the goodness of the Lord. So I decided to help you out. Who woke you up this morning? Look at somebody, wave at me and say, help them out, Pastor. Who started you on your way? Who put food on your table? Who put clothes on your back? Who kept you in perfect peace when you almost lost your mind? Can I preach to somebody? I just need a handful of folk to know that God has already been good to me. When I think of the goodness and all he's done for me. Y'all got 30 seconds to act like you know God is good. And he's been great. Has he been good? Has he been good? Tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am a living testimony that we serve a great God. Let everything that have breath, you owe God a praise. All you crybabies, all you pity potters, all of you who just complain, and you owe God a praise. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, dry your tears up. Hold your head up. Give God a praise. Thank God for the sunshine. Thank God for the rain. Thank God for the clouds. Can I help you? I told the church this morning, Mother Ellen Lumpkin, that we've got to thank God for our pain, because our pain reminds us that we can still feel something. You could have been dead, sleeping in your grave. If your head hurts, at least you feel something. If your back hurts, at least you feel something. Somebody ought to thank God for every pain you that could have been you we buried on Friday. That could have been you that was buried on Wednesday. That, come on, y'all. Come on. Come on, church. Somebody ought to thank God. Yeah. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. The old church used to say, Lord, I thank you. The old church used to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. You walk in church, your back hurt, you're limping, but Lord, I thank you. When I think of your goodness and all you've done for me, come on, Zion. Come on. Take 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, excuse me, but this is personal. This is my own praise for my own testimony. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isaiah goes on under the anointing of God to remind them of how awesome and powerful God is, emphasizing that he is the everlasting God. Woo! He is the creator of all the earth. In fact, the text goes on to contrast God's infinite strengths with humanity's inherent weakness. Look at what the text says. It compares the strength of God with the weakness of humanity. He begins in verse 28, have you not known? Ooh, have you not heard? Ooh, look at somebody and say, have you not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is he weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Just in case you did not know, he gives power to the weak. To those who have no might, he increases their strength. Now, here's how he compares the weakness with humanity with the strength of God. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. How many of you know it doesn't matter how strong you are? All good people, everybody falls sometime. I don't care how big and bad you think you are, you have fallen sometime. Can we just keep it real? You've been down sometime. With all of your Holy Ghost, with all your titles, you struggled sometime. But God, God is not weary. God does not faint. Touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, I serve a good God. Now holler back at him and say, yes, he is. Somebody know he's a good God. Somebody know he's a good God. Is he a way maker, heart fixer, mind regulator, healer, provider, comforter? Wakes you up, picks you up, turn you around. Yeah. Woo. And then we get to verse 31. Ooh. Isaiah the prophet shares these most profound and inspiring words. Ooh. In verse 31, look at what it said. In fact, y'all help me. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, can we read this together? But those who wait on the will renew their, they shall with wings as they shall run and not be. They shall walk and not. Look at the word. Look at the word. Tell somebody, get the word. Hold on to the word. Something about the word. Three key things that happens in our lives if we wait. Three key things happen in the lives of those who wait. May I share them with you? I need you to take them with you. Get your phone out. Get your pad out. Get your pencil out. Whatever you've got, you need to get it out. Three key things for those who wait. Number one, the text says, those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. Now, renewed strength suggests you have lost strength. Am I right about it? This is no time to be deep and all as if you've never gone through anything. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I've lost some strength. The truth of the matter is there have been times in your life that you were not as spiritually strong as what you used to be. There have been times in your life in which your strength faded away. Am I right about it? Certain things you could resist, you did not resist. Certain people that you used to ignore, you could not ignore anymore. Certain situations you used to walk by, you slipped in. Why y'all looking at me? I'm not looking at me. Can I try that again? Deacon Porterfield, may I say that again? Certain things you used to walk by, you found yourself. But can I remind you, he sits up high and looks down low. Fact of the matter is, like Samson, we lost our strength. Like Samson, we found ourselves weakened by our enemies. But those who wait on the Lord, Samson got his strength back. But here's the key, here's the key. Tell somebody, don't miss it. It did not happen in 90 seconds. It did not happen in 5 minutes. He had to wait until his hair grew back. Oh, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's growing back. It's coming back. I'm a little stronger today than I was yesterday. Ooh, I'll be stronger tomorrow than I am today. Anyone want to help me celebrate renewed strength? I'll get my strength back. The New Living Translation says, we will find new strength. Because we lost what we had, God is going to give you something new. You will get it back. Encourage somebody, say it's coming back. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. See, we judge people too often. We judge people too often. We expect folk to immediately be where they once were. It is a process, and it may take time for you to get it all back, but it's coming back. One day you're gonna wake up and you'll have your strength back. Look at somebody, says it's coming back. It's coming back. Second key thing. This is a very significant one. Second key thing that happens to those who wait. I need you to help me and say, like an eagle, we will soar. Ooh. When God gives you your strength back, God's not giving your strength back to act like a sparrow or to act like a mocking bird. Somebody is about to become an eagle. We are going to rise above life's obstacles and distractions. Who am I preaching to? Help me, somebody, and say, neighbor, eagles soar above the trouble. I need a handful of eagles to stand to your feet and say, neighbor, I am about to soar above distractions, above my obstacles, above my naysayers, above my haters, above those who are trying to take me. Soar, soar. Tell somebody, get ready to soar. You're gonna rise above that. God's gonna allow you to go above the storm, to go above the trouble. Get ready, cross the aisles and get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, help me put a praise on what God is about to do. Every now and then, you've got to learn how to stretch out. Look at your neighbor and say, stretch out. How many of you came from old church? There used to be a song, Elder Sal, Institutional Radio Choir. Vicki Winan picked it up later, but it went like this. When troubles come and storm begin to rise, hold on and learn to stretch out. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Hold on and learn to stretch out. When Satan gets on your track and tries to to turn you back. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, hold on, learn, stretch out, stretch out, stretch out and fly and soar. Stretch out, go get you a praise partner and say, neighbor, help me.
Stretch out, 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 stretch out.
When trouble comes,
stretch out.
When trouble comes,
stretch out,
stretch out. Somebody's ready.
Stretch out, stretch out, stretch out, stretch out. Keep on believing, keep on believing, keep on believing, keep on believing.
Well, my faith
works. Stretch out, 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 stretch out. Wait on the Lord. Stretch out. Wait on the Lord. Stretch out. Wait on the Lord.
Grab you a neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, when trouble comes, you better learn how to hold on. And when Satan gets on your track trying to turn you, you better learn how to hold on it. Somebody soar, stretch out and soar. Woo. The third and the final one, as you rest upon your feet, those who wait on the Lord will always persevere. Woo! Catch it. Catch it. They will always persevere. Look at somebody and say, you will make it through whatever you're going through. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But whatever you do, tell your neighbor, neighbor, I am coming through this. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Stretch out on him because deliverance is on its way. Lift those hands all over this place. Woo! Those who wait on the Lord will always persevere. Tell somebody, you will make it. The devil is a liar. They will run and not be weary. Ooh, they will walk and not faint. If you can't run, walk. Can't walk, crawl. And if you can't say a word, just ooh. Somebody ought to help me declare to somebody else, I'm gonna make it. Ooh. Say, I'm coming out of this. Because I don't mind waiting. Ooh. God's gonna turn my situation around because I don't mind waiting. I will soar like an eagle because I don't mind waiting. The altar is now open to those who wait. To those who wait. Every time in the Bible where it says to those who, it is a qualifier. Romans 8, 28 say all things work together for good to those who. Isaiah 40, 31, those who wait. It's a qualifier. It's not for everyone, but it is for those who are willing to lift your hands, open your hearts, and tell God, I don't mind waiting. Ooh, come on, yeah. As the team blesses us now with this song that William McDowell wrote that is so powerful. It's simple, but it's powerful. I don't. Right now, listen. Yeah, yeah.
I don't mind waiting.
Don't say it if you don't mean it. Come on, tell them.
I don't mind waiting on you.
God is urging somebody
don't
else to come to this altar
waiting.
Right now. I don't know what you're going through, but God says, come right
yes,
now.
Jesus.
I don't mind.
I don't mind waiting on you. Everybody say, I don't. I don't mind waiting.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Don't mind waiting on you. I don't mind.
I don't mind waiting
on you. Say again, don't mind waiting.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
I don't mind.
Talk to God, talk to God, talk to him.
On you. Don't mind waiting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind. Sing Jesus, sing Jesus, sing Lord, I need you.
Is there anybody
yes.
in here that just needs the Lord right now? Lord, I need you,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, call his name, sing Jesus, say I don't mind.
Thank you, team, I don't mind.
You before. Sing Jesus. Sing Lord, I need.
Lord, I need you.
Sing yes.
Yes, I need.
So we cry out to you. Sing Jesus. Sing Lord, I need you.
Don't mind.
I am desperate.
But those who wait on the Lord, listen, here's a word directly to someone. You are in a holding pattern. It is not that God has refused or denied you. God just says, I'm holding it back for the right time. But if you're willing, if you're willing to wait, I will renew your strength. I will allow you, like an eagle, to soar above life's obstacles and life's distractions. If you don't mind waiting, then I'll give you perseverance. I'll give you endurance. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. But you have to wait. Somebody God is talking to right now. Somebody God is urging you. God is pushing you. If you are viewing online, just go to that icon and just click and say, I want to give my life to the Lord. Looking for a church home, just says, I want to be a part of this ministry. To those of you that are here in this worship center, this is your moment. Ooh. God is pushing you out of your comfort zone. And it takes boldness to stand up and say, Lord, here am I right now. One more time, I don't mind waiting. Come on. Ooh, yeah, I don't.
Yeah. On you.
Talk to us, Lord.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
I'm waiting, I'm waiting.
On you. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
Do me a favor. Close your eyes, everybody. Is there anybody in here right now that this is your moment? You want to make that decision? We're going to come to you. You don't have to wait on us. Ministers, preachers, elders, I need you to pay attention. If you're here right now and you're ready to make that commitment to the Lord, if you would just raise those hands high, just if you're here, and you say, hear my Lord, hear my Lord. I'm ready. There's a young lady right there. There's somebody right there with those hands up. Somebody get to her. I don't mind waiting. Somebody else in the back right there. Look, preacher, somebody in the back waving those hands. So come on, somebody go to them. Go to them. I don't mind. There's a brother right there. Others are. That's right. Right. I don't mind. Somebody else is coming.
Help me say. Don't mind waiting.
See, that's right.
On you.
I don't mind.
Don't mind waiting.
Just after we pray, I need y'all to take
don't
them next door. Somebody else that want to recommit your life to the Lord. Is there anybody in here that says, Lord, I need my strength to be renewed. I need to recommit myself to you right now. Just wave those hands, raise them high if you're here right now. Somebody, wherever you are, amen. I don't mind. Thank you. That's right.
I'm
anyone else, yeah. I don't mind.
Don't mind waiting.
When we pray, after we pray, to those of you who wave those hands, if you are viewing virtually, just click, indicate, let us know. Amen. God is doing something. God is doing something that only God can do right now. Right now. Eternal Father, we say thank you. God, we bless you. Somebody is about to get their strength renewed. Thank you, Lord. Like an eagle, we will soar above all of our obstacles, distractions. Somebody, you're going through some distractions in your life right now. There's some distractions. There's some obstacles that the enemy has brought your way. Woo! God told me to tell you, you are about to soar above it. Woo! You aren't going to hide. You're going to fly above it, okay? God is doing something. And God, we say thank you. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for reminding us that there are blessings that are in store for those who wait. This is our prayer. In your name we pray and give thanks. Ooh. And those who know it is so, say amen. Amen. Those who want to make that commitment, you just follow the ministers out of the back, down the hall. Just follow them. I don't mind. Come on, somebody tell them I don't mind. Clap your hands for all of those who are making that commitment as Pastor Matt come right now. Come on, somebody, I don't mind. Anyone else coming to the altar? I don't mind. Look at God. Somebody else is coming right now. Look at God. They're walking down. They're giving their life to the Lord. Come on, Pastor Mac. I don't mind. Woo!
You've been listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and now on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled The Power of Patience, Those Who Wait, please call us at 803-776-1238, reference sermon number 080325. Again, the number is 803-776-1238, sermon number 080325. August is Children and Youth Month at Bible Way. Join us Tuesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. in the sanctuary for our midweek services hosted by our Children and Youth Ministry with special guest, Minister Ezra Davis. Saturday, August 23rd, 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., Wired Youth Ministry is hosting a mental health summit, Safe and Seen, for all middle and high school students and their parents. Please make plans to join us for this very important discussion. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 73256. That's 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.